Hello, folks, and welcome to Culture Dumps. What you're going to be hearing is another sneak peek of a Patreon exclusive. Yes, we are doing another Mount Dumpmore, but this time it is our reality television edition. So myself, Ryan Lichten, and Kaylin Scabaris will be talking about our Mount Rushmores of reality television. So if you want to hear the complete episode, please subscribe at patreon.com/culturedumps. That's patreon.com/culturedumps. Enjoy the special preview. Culture Dumps. Hello, everybody. Welcome, folks. This is a special edition of Squirts. They're all special because you have to pay to hear them. Thank you for being a Patreon subscriber. I'm Ryan Lichten, by the way, host of Culture Dumps and Podcast 99. You already knew that. Today we are doing what I like to say and what I've been thinking is going to be a recurring series on our Patreon. It will be a subsidiary of Squirts, which of course is when we just riff on stuff, but Mount Dumpmore. I did a Mount Dumpmore at the start of this year with Brett Berg, who you know from a trillion episodes that he's been on, where we talked about our top four, the Mount Rushmore of dumps. And I was like, I could do that for anything. You know, it's like a fuck, marry, kill. Like, it's literally like that game. So I'm sitting here with Kaylin Scabaris. Welcome.
Hi, Ryan.
Welcome
back.
So
glad to be back. Thank you.
Yes. You remember her from Danielle Steele, Thomas Kincaid, all of the most wholesome episodes. Drug overdoses, imprisoned felonious husbands, you know, wholesome stuff. It is interesting that you're on those two episodes, which are the most wholesome kind of suburban episodes, but they also are some of the darkest that we've done.
Absolutely. Speaks to my childhood trauma.
Yes. Yeah. It's so funny. I was reading the Danielle Steele expose and in my office at my day job, folks. And because despite how much I appreciate your hard-earned dollars going into our Patreon, it's just not enough. But anyways, this woman that I work with comes in and she goes, oh my gosh, are you reading Danielle Steele? And I'm like, well, actually, this cover was created to distract you and convince you that it was a Danielle Steele novel. But actually, did you know that she and then I became the awful, you know, scandal.
I also talked about Danielle Steele for probably a month after that episode, just bringing up random facts about her. And I don't think anybody cared, but like to the ladies at my work.
And that reminds me of Danielle Steele.
By the way, remember I sent you a picture and you posted it of me at the thrift store in town with the Danielle Steele book? It's still there.
Not a hot commodity.
It's where I put it down.
Okay. Wait. But that doesn't really say anything about Danielle Steele. Maybe that thrift store is just not getting a lot of traction.
Not a big fan in town, apparently. Nobody's buying it.
You know, or everyone in town has read that book and then redonated it. And now it's up to you.
It's one of those thrift stores that just never says no to anything. So it just grows and grows and
just
grows
garbage.
And becomes
it's
more.
A dump.
Yeah. I actually saw something I donated in the store last time I was there and I laughed.
Doesn't that make you feel good though? Okay. There is something about giving clothes to Goodwill. And then I went in and see it on the rack and I'm like, nice. Mm-hmm. But then I'm like, $4. Come on.
I saw something I donated that I was like, should I buy it back?
Yeah. Well, that's like first band, big band, Power Axe. We used to go to Amoeba and they would buy your CDs from you for like $2. Mm-hmm. Like if you got CDs made that were packaged with a barcode, they would carry them in the store.
Okay.
But you had to sell your one copy in order for them to order two. And we would go in and buy our own CD until they had five. And then there was five Power Axe CDs on the rack. And we're like,
that's
nice.
Pretty sick.
But I spent so much money buying my own shit. ICP used to do the same thing. But folks, I digress. We're having a good time here, and it's because it's Mount Dumpmore Reality TV Edition, okay? I realize we do talk about reality television a lot. That's kind of the name of the game here at Culture Dumps in a lot of respects. But what would be my top four if an alien landed and was like, what is reality television? I would be like, these four things. If I had the budget to erect a Mount Rushmore kind of statue in the face of a mountain, what four faces of reality TV would I put in there? What four faces would Kaylin put in there? That's what we're going to be talking about today. This is Mount Dumpmore reality TV edition. Kaylin, do you want to get us started with your Mount Dumpmore of reality television?
I absolutely do. I want to give a brief backstory of my, I mentioned childhood trauma. You know, we all have it. These funny individuals that we are.
Interesting, yeah.
And I grew up in my grandma's house with no cable. And I just want to put
that's
a period
what, like
on
four
that.
Channels?
Okay, baby, we're talking 2 through 13, okay? And then, you know, plus like PBS and KCET and stuff like that. And so when I was really thinking about this, I was like, this is a weird list, okay? But
oh, well, then I can't wait.
Not too weird, but just like, why is a child watching, number one, Cops?
Oh, my God. Wow.
Bad boys.
Holy okay. fuck. Okay, already. I have to stop you. Already, I can tell that your Mount Dumpmore, is going to be more historically accurate than mine, because mine does not have Cops, and holy fuck, Cops is such a good one. Wow.
It was hard between, what is it? America's Most Wanted.
Oh, see, but I wouldn't consider America's Most Wanted reality television
news.
Because of the reenactments.
Agreed.
Right?
Yeah.
But could
you
be.
You know, we talked about Slice of Life. Cops is going to be a camera following.
Cops is the last gross little slice.
So the reason I put Cops is because it's just amazing.
And it was the first.
As a kid, I loved it. And, you know, it's classic. And I just really think Mount Rushmore, it really is a institutional corner of America.
Absolutely. Okay. Wow, that's a great one.
Okay, so.
Wait.
I'll go.
What, do you have a favorite Cops moment? Because I have several, but do you have one that.
Not
like,
a moment.
Really...
I was going to say I always loved Vegas in general. Do you know, like, we were like, oh, this is an elevated episode.
Yeah.
You know things are going to get crazy.
It's like when you see it's Mardi Gras and you're like, oh, boy.
And I only want to add, I was doing a work trip in Miami and I had the hotel to myself and Cops was on and I ended up having it on for 4 hours. And I'm like, people still sign the waiver and show their face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it was like fun. I mean, if you know about Cosmo, the Queen of Melrose.
I don't.
Huge, obscure gay social media star. Mm-hmm. Like all the big famous drag queens know who she is, but she owns this weird boutique on Melrose, has forever, but is in one of the very first episodes of Cops.
Wow.
As like a gay druggie getting arrested. And now is like this success story, hilarious character.
Oh, what's your favorite thing from Cops?
My favorite. Okay. So one that makes its rounds online all the time is the guy that has a bunch of snakes, and his neighbors called the cops because there's too much noise coming from his house. And when they get there, they realize the guy's not doing anything wrong. He's shit-faced, but he's in his house, and he's got, like, a satanic, like, altar. And he's like, listen, man, I know it looks crazy. It's just shit I like to do, man.
And then the cops
are like, hey, man, I don't want to see these snakes, because he's got tons of snakes in, like, a
there's
like
one
atrium.
Cop that's kind
of
scared or, like, hesitant.
And he's like, I will protect you. So that's amazing. But, no, my favorite one is they get called because a guy gets shot. And they go to and the guy's holding his stomach and he's like, I'm so dumb. And they're like, what happened? He's like, I was trying to scare my uncle and he shot me. Like, he was doing such a good job trying to like spook out his uncle. His uncle's like, someone's in the fucking house, and grabs a gun. And when he's like, boo, he's like, bam, and just shoots him.
That one doesn't sound familiar. The snakes one, I for sure know.
Yeah, because that one makes its rounds. But yeah, I think if I were to ask my dad, who was a cop, what his, and also I have the Cops Too Hot for TV VHSs.
Perfect.
Because he would use them in academy classes to teach recruits shit, which is hilarious.
But there's
a famous one where a woman has a butcher knife and she's threatening the cops and she starts running away and she trips and she lands right on it and it goes right
Jesus
into her.
Christ.
I would say my dad probably would say that that's the most memorable.
Mm-hmm.
Not the same realm. Not the same thing as
do we know
my
if she
uncle
made it?
Shot me. I tried to scare him.
You know, if you think about the term we said earlier, slice of life, like that really was, you're looking at, you know, Baton Rouge.
Oh, I thought you were making a knife joke.
slice of knife. Yeah. No, just in that these were real people. This was real crime that was happening. And you also learned about the officers at the beginning.
Yes.
Usually.
Oh, I've been here since about 6 years old, lived in this neighborhood. Just really always like helping people.
That was like
100
dogs. That was so good. And also, I don't know how many episodes were in L.A., but you know, just growing up
those
here,
ones. Okay.
Like just seeing anything local, whether it's in film and TV as like reality or not.
Yeah.
Even in most of our reality shows we might talk about today, because a lot of them do take place in SoCal. It's just lovely to see. You just love it.
So now I gotta find this. And folks, again, this is some stuff. This is how the sausage is made. I never use the internet while we're doing dumps, but I will during squirts, because what is the Hollywood cops show? There is a show, you can find it on Prime, or you used to be able to.
It's probably on Tubi.
See, here's the dumbest thing I ever did in my life. I just Googled Hollywood cop show, and it just lists every show ever made about police.
Yeah, like every procedural.
Anyways, I digress. Listen, it's not worth it. But there is a cop show.
Yeah, I don't remember.
There was a cop show. Of course you don't, because it wasn't actually on. It never made it big. When streamers really first started putting stuff out, like to watch on your computer, to watch like, you know, through there and not order discs, right? And you start seeing things like Tubi, and when Amazon Prime especially started, you had a lot of obscure shit that had very cheap rights, you know? And one of them was a show that was 100% just like Cops. It was Cops, but it was just the Hollywood Wilcox division.
What a dream.
The Wilcox division, by the way, if you don't know, is the Hollywood Boulevard proper police station, and they actually have a walk of fame of police. Like, which is nuts. But so they had that station itself had its own. And there's a great one where they find, first of all, there's a stabbing at a Morrissey show at the Palladium.
Nice.
Which is like, so of course. And then, yeah, I was like, did he stab himself? But then there's one where it's this guy, classic Hollywood, like homeless guy, like a blazer that's way too small, like no shoes. The pants look like his feet exploded out of the bottoms, and he's huffing gold spray paint, and it's all in his beard. And the cops are trying to reason with him, and they're like, man, what do you think is going to happen? Some kid's going to come by and see you doing this and say, hey, man, that guy looks pretty cool. I want to be cool like him. I'm like, no kid is going past that guy and being like, hey, man, that guy with paint all over his face and clothes that looks like he fucking like Jack and the Beanstalked out of. They're not saying he looks cool. I don't know. Galaxy Gas is really big nowadays.
What's Galaxy Gas? Because I was going to say, we come from the generation that legit was doing Nas and Febreze.
So you don't know about
Whippets.
Galaxy Gas.
Yeah.
It's Whippets, but they sell it now in fucking tanks like this. And they're flavored.
Asking for a friend where.
No, you go smoke shops. Literally any smoke shop you go, and they have a whole area now of literally fire extinguisher sized Whippet bottles. And you'll see them all over the street. Like, I've seen them, like, just left in the gutter. Like, it's nuts.
We didn't record this episode for video, and I really wish we had, because I am...
You would do some whippets?
No. I'm, like, dumbfounded. I really didn't know about this or that you can just buy it, and I'm like...
I'll show you a picture of me with one, because Nicole and I went to a smoke shop when every smoke shop on Earth was closed one night for some reason. And they had it, and I was like, hey, man, do you mind if I get a pic? Because they're so big, they have a strap. Like a shoulder strap.
Oh, my God.
Like, remember when guys would show up to parties with their bong in, like, the sleeping bag case?
Absolutely.
And you're just like, okay, now it's that kind of thing.
That was our generation's guitar guy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, exactly. It's like, fuck it. Just open up a laptop and show me the new Daft Punk. But anyways, all right. So, Cops. Awesome. What's next?
I want to speak to what brought me into what I would say is today's pop culture of, like, the Real Housewives style. This really dramatic stuff. But Truly Heroes. Love these women.
Truly Heroes. I'm unfamiliar.
The Simple Life.
Oh, yeah.
Truly,
I thought the show was called
My
Truly
Heroes.
Heroes.
Yeah, it's
The Simple
Life.
Great one.
So first
off,
I used to have the DVDs. I think I gave them to Nicole, your girlfriend. So
I already had them. Okay, so if we do, we're double stacking. Yeah.
It was, I believe it was on Fox.
Yep.
And
it was.
Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe got moved to UPN, maybe on the second to the last season. Mm. I'm not sure, but it was definitely on regular TV.
First two seasons were definitely Fox. Mm-hmm. And then the third and fourth season was kind of when they stopped being friends. And those ones are harder to find, but they're getting more money.
Listen, I don't know what it is. It's like, you know, I loved Lindsay Lohan. I love Britney. But it was Paris and Nicole really were special. Nicole,
they were the ones.
Richie, just her sassiness and just her different kind of, a little bit different.
Yeah, she...
She just was so great, and that show was so funny. It just was real.
Well,
pure
and
comedy.
Let's talk about it. So Simple Life season one, they go and stay with one family, and dude, the teenage boys
it's
in that
disgusting.
House, the
it's
sexual disgusting. Tension, the amount of blankets literally shot to the ceiling in that house, while Paris Hilton is in the next room.
If you think about it now, just okay, Addison Rae stays at your house 2026
yes.
or something. No,
100%.
Like, it's pretty crazy, but yes. Them even, I don't like prank shows. Sorry, everyone. I know.
See, but here's the, see, but now going to your thing though, back to your thing. It wouldn't be Addison Rae because Paris and Nicole were early influencers where they didn't contribute anything besides being themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and notice I didn't say famous for nothing. I don't like that. I say contributing nothing but themselves. And that's what the Kardashians do. They contribute nothing except being themselves. And Paris and Nicole were the same way.
Yeah.
Paris has since gone on to do other shit. But, and I forgot why I wanted to fucking make that fucking point. But I guess it would be like, you know, some of these more famous influencer girls or OnlyFans girls coming to your place. But the thing is, they do come to people's places and they do these live streaming things from like, oh, let's go visit the Amish and shit. This was like proto all that.
Yeah.
It's true. Like all these like Nelk boys and shit. They love having Amish people on, or they love having like farmers are just middle of the country, like honest folk on. And then they like to expose them to the craziness of city life. Right. That starts with Simple Life.
Well, classic. I would say classic cinema. I love them. Still a fan of both of them. And I remember even watching the special features on the DVD. And there's like a pilot that they shot.
Which is a forgotten art form.
I know. I talk about it all the time. You don't get those special features anymore, which sucks.
You know what, though? I did just read, and please, I don't want to lose our spot here, but I just read an article in the Times about LA Times about how DVDs are making a resurgence like VHS did a couple years ago. That's how fast things are moving now. Even our throwbacks aren't lasting a year. But because they're like, there's so much extra shit on these, like commentary tracks.
Yeah, commentary
like,
tracks.
Which
for
we
sure.
keep alive here on patreon.com/culturedumps, folks. I don't know if you guys watched it, but me and Brett Berg watched a full length documentary about Deadheads, which was made the year before Jerry Garcia died. Holy fuck. So watch that. But yeah, it's a lost art form. The commentaries, the menus, things. But yeah, so what was on the deleted scenes of the Simple Life?
You know, I'm from the Valley, 818. And in the pilot, basically, that they shot that didn't use, you know, it was probably just the pitch pilot. They basically shoot them in the limo coming over on the 405 into the Valley. And they start freaking out. And they're like, what do you mean we're going to the Valley? What are we doing in the Valley?
Oh, my God. And they basically, like, no, we're going to send you to fucking Montana, bitch.
So I think they did. I don't remember 100%. Maybe we should pull the DVD. But I think they do like a little.
I have to consult the archives.
Do a test on they don't travel. Essentially.
Right.
And then later in the season, iconic, you know, Nicole Richie gets a DUI. She can't drive. So Paris drives the entire season.
Oh, is that the second season? The one with the pink truck?
Yeah, where they go to house to house.
And honestly, guys get a bad rap for being messy. But honestly, I think that's a thing of the 90s. I don't think guys get a bad rap for being messy anymore. But I remember seeing Paris and Nicole's trailer being like, hot girls are gross. And I will say this. Hotter the girl, grosser they are.
Sure.
Like, dude, and like 100%.
Very crusty. The hair is crusty.
Dude, it's just like everywhere. The smells, dude. But they work at a Sonics. Mm-hmm. They work at a nudist colony.
Do you remember?
And Nicole always had this thing where she would do a poem. Not always do a poem, but she had these moments of like, true emotion and like sympathy, and she did one at the nudist colony where she was so inspired by everyone's confidence, and it's actually really touching. Where it's nice. Like, show your weenie, don't be mean, like something like that. But it's like, you know what she meant.
I think they really did appreciate what they did on that show. Like, they really maybe learned from it. They're young. They're just it's just so
I
fun.
Think, I
yeah.
think again now, again, and even maybe 5 years after Simple Life, people that were given a reality TV show went into it knowing what it was. Mm-hmm. But for them, it was, agreed, you're two young girls. This show doesn't exist. Nothing like this exists. We're, mm-hmm, giving you a bunch of money just to go have fun. Like, go talk shit. Go live with this hillbilly. Like, go work at Sonic for like an hour while we get footage. And then you go back to the hotel and we're going to pay you for this. And you're going to become super famous.
True.
Now, if someone's like, oh, I'm going to be on a reality show, I need to prepare for all these things to happen. Mm-hmm. That didn't exist back then. So I think that, and you'll see that in my Mount Dumpmore, is that honesty and innocence of the early era.
100%.
That speaks to me the, mm-hmm, most. So who else do you got?
I also just want to maybe do that for a Halloween costume. Just, yeah, them with the pitchforks or whatever.
Yeah. Oh, you should do a Siamese twin one where you have like a dummy attached to you and it's like Nicole and Paris Siamese twin.
Okay. That one transitions into my third one, which is the Little Women franchise.
Okay. And yeah.
Now what I want
to... One of us had to have,
okay,
it.
Okay. The reason I want to say is because this is on cable, but I watched this usually with my girlfriend, Denise, and we would watch this, and this was the first time I was committed to a franchise.
Yeah,
where I was like, okay,
they're going where next? Yeah, Dallas.
I was gonna say, yeah. And also your girlfriend Nicole,
yeah,
huge fan. We talk about it all the time. We, yeah, send each other stuff on Instagram.
Anything with little people.
Yes, yeah. It is just the first time I also realized, oh my god, reality TV drags on. They will, yeah, make one little thing happen, a fight.
You know,
and
what
then,
I love about it though,
you know,
and here's why I think Nicole loves all the Little Women franchise so much too. There's nothing different about those shows than, say, Real Housewives or anything, mm-hmm, but there is. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like their interactions, their problems, the arguments, everything is exactly
cheating,
the same.
Fighting.
But when you're watching it, and it doesn't look the same. It's like David Lynch did reality TV, where he's like, no. Everything is totally the same, but visually you're being jarred because it's not what you're used to, but it's everything, mm-hmm, you're used to. That's the genius of those shows. And I know for a fact the producers weren't thinking that. They're just like, little people, go.
And I think, didn't somebody get arrested this weekend? Was it Juicy Baby?
Juicy Baby.
Yeah. She got arrested this weekend. She was on the show like 12 years ago. And I'm like, oh, news.
Miss Juicy Baby.
What I'll say is that it taught me I can't really commit to a franchise because, like I said, they drag everything out. And so that's my last, yeah, long, like, I love the series. I love them, but I can't commit.
Did you watch all of them?
I know I was committed for quite a few years.
But did you, I mean, like you've definitely seen, I'm just guessing, you've definitely seen all of Little Women LA.
Of course, yeah.
But what about Dallas, New York?
Yeah, because remember, the little one gets pushed on the off the boat.
Atlanta. They have Atlanta.
Remember the little one in New York? He gets pushed off the boat.
Weep.
That scene was so iconic, like, yeah, at the time. Like,
also domestic violence.
Yeah, no, that I, yeah, rewatched it recently, and I was like, she's in,
that's
the wrong.
That's like the little person equivalent of Snooki getting punched in the face in the bar, dude.
I don't rewatch them or anything like that. Okay, my
you're like, I'm not sick.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, I loved it.
I'm not sick in the head. I don't rewatch.
I could rewatch Simple Life, but could I rewatch the series? It's like,
I can't.
You know.
Okay. Yes, folks, I think that that's an important thing to consider when you're talking about reality television is rewatchability. Mm-hmm. I've
absolutely
seen, it's not going to be on Mount Dumpmore, okay, spoiler, but the Kardashians empire, right? Mm-hmm. All of those, I would say, are worth watching. Zero rewatch.
Absolutely.
Period. I mean, why would you sit there? Because again, like you're saying, sometimes they inflate things so much on reality, mm-hmm, television, and they make a mountain out of a molehill. That's the name of the game. And sometimes that takes seasons to do. And I'm not going to sit, like, I don't need to know. You know what I mean? It's like, it goes on and on and on. And there is very, but that's the beauty of reality television is these IPs are so wanted by all the streamers that if you haven't seen any of these shows, you can start from the beginning, mm-hmm, and go through. And that's the only way I was able to keep up with the Kardashians was,
uh-huh,
was, COVID, because I was like, okay, Hulu has, there's what, 20 seasons,
yeah,
at that time? We were able to do it, you know, because it was all there. But I would never go back and rewatch like season 4 of, ugh, Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
Sounds like a nightmare.
You know what I mean? But on my Mount Dumpmore, and I didn't even realize I did that until now, rewatchability is fucking
through high.
The roof.
Okay, good.
So who else do you got?
My last one.
Wait. Do we do...
I did 4. I have Simple Life, Cops, Little Women franchise.
That's right. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
So
sorry, folks.
This one is in honor of, I mentioned at the beginning, you know, no cable growing up. And a lot of like PBS.
No cable, no rules.
KCT. This one reminds me of my mom, but Huellhauser.
Oh, okay. We're splitting hairs on what reality TV is.
Because I also was thinking, do you remember Zoom on PBS? It was like a kids' educational show.
No, I had cable.
Ryan, I looked.
Sorry, not to fucking big time you here.
I looked it up and actually I had to remove it.
I was too busy watching Rocko's Modern Life and Rugrats.
It's not. It wasn't a reality TV show, so I took it off my list. Mm. But Huellhauser, hear me
out. I know, yeah.
Interview and style, simple, you know, just day in the life.
Absolutely.
We learned about California. We watched it in school. I'm sure you did too.
What was it? I thought
it was California Gold.
Yes, California Gold. And you know what? Mm. And this is some dump world coming together. Mm-hmm. Adam Papagen, who's been on my show a million times, he is, I would say, the world's leading Huellhauser expert. And for years he did. Adam's always into the coolest shit that no one else thinks about. Like right now.
No, hasn't he had a show at Whammy for it?
Yeah. Every Sunday he would do Huellhauser. And he also hosted a Huellhauser art show, which
Brilliant.
Was nuts. And just incredible stuff. But he's really into the blues scene of South Central LA right now.
Okay.
But like Watts area. Mm-hmm. And it's like dudes that came out to LA in the 70s because they were going to play guitar on this and this person's mm-hmm. album. And they just carved out their own corner. Now they're all just 80-year-old black dudes just fucking jamming the blues.
Did he talk about the music scene when you guys did the tour, talking about the private tours?
No, because he just got into this. And I'm like, and he's like, hey, yeah, you should come to this. I'm like, this birthday party for this 90-year-old Mississippi blues man? He's like, yeah, man, I've been hanging out here.
By the way,
and I'm like,
Morgan's
you're
dream.
Into all the craziest shit.
Yeah, Morgan's dream. Okay, here's the thing. I did put a runner-up in case you didn't allow Huell, so I was prepared for you to...
In case
I
didn't allow... I'll always allow Huell.
Okay.
Also, Adam has a great story about Huellhauser picking up male prostitutes, which has been verified.
Verified by... It was his
by
experience.
By the guy.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Let him live. Let him. I was just going to say, again, growing up in this, our generation of, you know, God, what was on? I said daytime TV shows like Ricky Lake, Maury, Sally Jesse, Montel.
See, those are
Jerry Springer.
See, no, Huellhauser is allowed. I would say okay. I would excommunicate those because that's daytime television. Oprah is not a reality television show.
Okay.
And all of those shows are based on that. Right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time.
But is that your dump more?
If you're allowing Huell, that is
no. Huell's allowed. Yeah, yeah.
Mount dump more.
Yeah. Okay. And again, folks, we are going to do honorable mentions. But what I'm going to say right now, folks, we are making the first half of this episode available on our main channels because I felt like y'all might enjoy it. But if you would like to hear my Ryan Lichten's Mount Dump More, then please check out patreon.com/culturedumps. We have hundreds of bonus episodes. We're doing a ton of video stuff now. It's everything that you've wanted from Dumps and more, I hope. But yeah, keep on dumping.